Monsieur le Président, chers collègues.
Mr. Chairman, dear colleagues, distinguished participants, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to express our pride to see Africa host here in Nairobi the 10th Ministerial Conference of the WTO and express our profound gratitude to the government and people of Kenya for the excellent organization of this meeting and the hospitality, which is a very African virtue, which has been shown to my delegation and myself. I would like as well to particularly congratulate the Director General, Mr. Roberto Azevedo, and his team for the tireless efforts made with a view to the success of this conference. I'd also like to welcome the admission of new members, Afghanistan and Liberia, a brother and friendly country with whom we share the same community space, which is ECOWAS, which is presided over by Senegal. Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, 2 years after Bali, we are here once again meeting to assess the implementation of the commitments agreed on for a better market openness and a reduction of trade barriers, allowing the prospects of developing countries to improve in world trade. We can never tire of saying that this negotiations launched in 2001 should be concluded to reach a far-reaching reform of the multilateral trading system. The occasion is here to take a crucial time so as to take full stock of our obstacles on our road, so as to reorient our actions in the future. This will help us overcome just the mitigated approach we've reached to date. Certainly, we can note the progress made in trade facilitation agreement, the services waiver, the Bali package in 2013, prolonging the exception provided for patents for medicines in the poorest countries. But still, many objectives remain to be achieved, and there are many disagreements that are still on many negotiation points. Unfortunately, things are not progressing as we wished. Mr. Chairman, this is why, given the stagnation of the global economy, the proliferation of tariff and non-tariff barriers, and facing repeated trade frictions, it's important and necessary for us to continue and improve the conditions of world trade so that it plays an essential role of stability, security, and development. In this regard, Senegal is pleased to see the consensus on the LDC package, but wants additional efforts to be made to better take account of the developing countries, particularly domestic support, which create tremendous distortions, and more disciplines for fisheries, on banning fisheries subsidies. And also, the services waiver should be extended to all regional economic communities, particularly LDCs. We agree that this should, that at the end of each round, each member should draw positive results. As far as trade facilitation, I'd like to say that Senegal had already made important progress in export and import progresses, and we also notified to the WTO our provisions in Category A as well as B and C. Thank you very much for your generous attention. Thank you very much.